Good morning. This is Marco with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, February 25th. In the news this morning, overnight e-buy prices were May corn down 10 cents, 547, May wheat down 9 cents, 676 and a half, and May beans down 5.5 cents at 1420 and a quarter. Export sales came out this morning and just miserable. I think it's a new marketing low, maybe all the way around here, corn, wheat, I think for sure, and close on the beans. 453 on the corn, 167 on the wheat, and 168 on the beans. Certainly not any indication that the Chinese have been back into this market since their holiday. There were no new flash sales announced this morning, so down we went. You know, where do we go down from here? You know, I thought we'd make the contract highs on Friday. I thought the market was a little overextended yesterday, as I mentioned last night. We took advantage and rolled some options up to better levels, and we're quite content where we're at with our cash sales and rolling up these puts on that opportunity out here. So, you know, where do we go from here? This market's been incredibly resilient. Somebody has stepped up and bought all these breaks in this market, and we'll have to see if they do it here. Funds are long about long about 360, 370 corn. So if they decide to lighten up here, we can certainly see some selling. They're long about 180 beans, 130 oil, about 85,000 meal. They're only long about 40,000 wheat, though. So, you know, certainly they could hammer the corn. There's still a lot of talk about the corn sales that are on the books that haven't been shipped yet. That could be a problem for the market. We've got the dollar down. That's good. We're down 32 ticks at 89.85. So that should be a little bit helpful long run. Well, we got to see demand out here. You know, this wheat number is pathetic. You know, where's the demand at these high prices? We don't see it. So, again, as I've been saying for the last several days, you know, use this opportunity. You've got these corn out here, roughly 475, maybe higher. You've got new crop beans at 1240. You know, do something out here. Don't let these prices turn into mush. If you have any questions, oh, there's one other thing here. Did I mention the African swine fever? It's milder in China, but less deadly, but it's harder to detect and harder to get under control. So that may would have been boosted the hogs limit up in the April contract yesterday. That's about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.